California lawmakers wrap up session with surge of bills. The California legislature extended its annual session into an extra day, approving a raft of measures on artificial intelligence regulation, aid for children of illegal immigrants, and environmental policies. The push came amid a projected $12 billion budget deficit and declining federal funds, leaving Governor Gavin Newsom to decide by mid-October on hundreds of bills. The lawmakers adjourned September 13th after finalizing deals, especially on stalled climate initiatives. They extended the state's cap and trade emissions program, boosted wildfire funding, and allowed increased oil production with the goal of stabilizing fuel prices. From about 1,200 introduced bills, hundreds advanced, targeting issues on housing, labor rights, and technology. Key bills included those centered on racial justice in housing. Assemblymember Tina McKinnor, a Los Angeles Democrat, advanced AB 57 to allocate 10% of first-time homebuyer aid to descendants of slaves. Her AB 62 would compensate for racially motivated property seizures. In tech, San Francisco Senator Scott Wiener advanced SB 53, requiring developers of powerful artificial intelligence to assess and mitigate risks like mass casualties or major disruptions. Wiener cited Newsom's AI advisory board as a positive indicator, despite a prior veto on broader rules. Wiener also proposed health reforms. SB 40 caps monthly insulin costs at $35 for diabetics, refining a previously rejected version. SB 41 regulates drug pricing middlemen to curb inflation-driving tactics. Assemblymember Mia Bonta's AB 1261 would provide state-funded lawyers for unaccompanied minors in illegal immigrant deportation cases. It is unacceptable that there are children who are facing our immigration courts alone. With limited knowledge of court proceedings, let alone sometimes the English language, these youth are set up for failure under our current system, Bonta, a Democrat representing Oakland, said in a September 10th statement. Access to representation is vital to give these youth a fair day in court and a fair shot at the California dream. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan, a Democrat from Marinda, proposed several digital protections. AB 1064 bans manipulative bots targeting children. AB 621 outlaws non-consensual deepfake porn. AB 56 requires mental health warnings on social media platforms. And AB 1018 mandates audits for biased AI tools. Environmental agreements included renewed cap and trade for pollution permits funding green efforts, added wildfire resources, and expedited permits for up to 2,000 new oil wells annually, aimed at preventing price spikes. These were negotiated for months privately amid uncertainties from potential federal policy shifts as the Trump administration slashes federal funding as part of its effort to reduce what it said are fraud, waste, and abuse in government spending. Newsom's office has not commented on the bills. The governor has until October 12th to either sign or veto them.